Locker Room Chats, they continue tonight on KNZA. One final time here for 24 and 25. Brandon Tamman here, joined by the Horton boys basketball coach, David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, since you took over, you guys have just won basketball games. You made the state tournament a couple of years ago. You get an opportunity again with Substate this week, and you just look back on this 24-25 regular season, 14-6, 10-5 in league play. Just another fantastic regular season for your team. How would you assess those 20 games that you guys played this season?
You know, at times it's like I've said, and I've said this to some other coaches and whatnot, I feel like we, you know, there's not a team on the schedule I don't believe we can beat or can really compete well against, but there's also not a team on the schedule that can't beat us. So we have to take care of us. And most of the time we've done that. I really believe that. We've done some good things. We've shown that we can play with the elites. And then other times we sometimes, how do I want to say it? We don't always heads maybe. I don't know. We don't know. We have to really work on situations, you know, late in games even. But also just, you know, valuing possessions all game. I think that's part of what people don't always see. You always see what happens at the end, but gosh, there might have been 4 or 5 possessions early in a game that cost you buckets or you gave up buckets. And when you're in a 1 or 2 point game, that's something that you need to think about also. But as far as the season in the last 3 years, I've been spoiled. You know, you've been doing it. I've been doing it a long time. And this, you know, what I'll miss about these guys eventually, you know, I hope we're going at it another couple weeks, is they're such great kids. And I've been very blessed with the type of kids we've had. And, you know, winning ball games is just icing on the cake. You know, these kids would be great even if we weren't winning many ball games. So that's where we're at, and hopefully we can keep going for a while.
Well, when I ask a coach to maybe highlight some players, talk about some kids that step up, usually the majority of them want to start with their senior class and kind of highlight those kids that have been with the program for a long time. You've had a very good group, as you mentioned here, in 24 and 25. Again, starting with your seniors and just how many kids have stepped up for you at multiple times throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've had several. You know, of course, you start with the guys that have been on starting, I guess you could say, very mainstays for several years. And that would be, you know, Luke McAfee, Dante Masqua. They, you know, they've done great things for us. You know, Dante didn't even play basketball his freshman year. So he stepped up just wonderful. And, you know, Jackson Moman's another one that has played a bunch. And he's really stepped up his game on the defensive end. He's taken it as a challenge and has done good things there. And he's playing with more confidence. And then Reagan Knudsen's another one that, you know, has been, you know, he was hurt last year late in the season, couldn't play in the postseason. So he's pretty vital for us. If he's playing well, we do well. And you know, then, I mean, we've got 8 seniors, so we're going to go through quite a few
right
here. But, you know, we've got lucky. We got Trent Lockwood back last week. He'd been injured since the McLeod tournament. That'll help us depth-wise. You know, Tave Kabia has really stepped up. He kind of carried us a little bit through the middle of the season with he's a pretty good outside shooter. And, you know, we didn't always win those games, but he kept us in a lot of games. And then, you know, because of him, I feel like we did win some games with some other guys weren't stepping up, but just had poor games, you know, which does happen. And then, you know, we've had some other seniors that have been with the program 4 years, Dalton Iosi, works his tail off, good defender. And then we had a new senior this year at Grayson Sturton, a tall, lanky kid that has helped us off the bench. So we're going to need them all if we expect to do anything in the postseason. And then stepping down, you know, junior class, we had Cooper Strube's really done a good job off the bench. He's a heck of a good defender. He's going to be a vital perimeter player for us. And then we've got Wyatt Chartier stepped up a little bit when Trent went down. He had to come in and do a lot of playing varsity. He couldn't play last year because of shoulder issues. So he's kind of a freshman still. But yeah, I love all these kids, enjoy them. Kids are stepping up, and hopefully we're going to step up at the right time.
Yeah, 3 wins away from a trip to the state tournament, trying to get back there. That run starts tomorrow night at home against Maranatha Christian Academy. you know, with the new format and you guys being a top four seed, you have the luxury to potentially have, you know, a couple of home games before that sub-state championship, which would obviously be nice for you guys. But your thoughts on the bracket as a whole and your first round opponent here tomorrow night in Maranatha?
Well, fortunately, we've seen them. We saw them in the McLeod tournament, and they shot very well against us. I didn't think we defended real well, but they, you know, they're capable, very capable shooters. We ended up winning by 4 or 5, but we were down double digits in the third quarter. And, you know, looking at their schedule, they're in that Call Valley League, you know, with KC Christian and Bishop Ward, Bishop Seabury. So it's a quality league, even though their record might not reflect, you know, such a great season. When you're playing that high quality opponent, it helps you out later on. So we'll have to play well. We'll have to take care of us, take care of the basketball. When we do that, we seem to have some success just like everybody. So hopefully shots are falling. It does help to be at home. And hopefully we'll get the win Thursday and do it 2 times in a row. You're just more comfortable, I think. You see that with a lot of teams. They just seem to shoot a little better at home. So hopefully that'll be an advantage for us.
There it is. Horton Boys basketball coach David Losey brought to you by Union State Bank. A rematch with Maranatha in the first round of the sub-state tournament tomorrow night. And then the other side of that bracket, or the other game on this side of the bracket, Rossville and Donovan West, the 5-12 matchup there. Coach, thanks again for your time all season long. We really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, appreciate it. We really appreciate everything you guys do for the kids. And, you know, I look forward to this phone call every week. So thanks a lot.